Number 87 in the hymn book. We sing verses 3 and 4 in the old rugged cross stained with blood so divine. In the old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, wondrous beauty I see. For the sin of that old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old you went to the cross for us, Lord. You died for me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Also sing number 46, same book, 46, what a wonderful Savior. Christ has for sin atonement made, what a Jesus, my Jesus. Let us be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This evening, we have come together again. We're right at the end of our 67th season here at camp. We have one more meeting tomorrow morning. But as we come to the close, we gather at the Lord's table, and our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us throughout this season, yes. But in our lives, also, when we come to the Lord's table, it's a feast of thanksgiving. We are to do this in remembrance of Jesus, he said. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me. Remember my love. Remember my sacrifice. And so we have much to be thankful for. I know that your hearts are overflowing with thanksgiving to the Lord. Dear Lord, we just want to say thank you to you because you are so wonderful to us. And thank you that again we can gather together in your name as we have done so many times this season, mornings and evenings, even afternoons. Lord, we have come together in your name, and every time you have been there to meet with us. And oh, we thank you for this, Lord. This is such a wonderful thing to us. And tonight again, you are here with us, and we are here with you. And we have come to this meeting for you. We have come to this meeting to meet with you, Lord, and to give you the honor and the praise and the glory that is your due, for you alone are worthy. So, Lord, we just want to pray that your Spirit will inspire us, that you will touch each one of us and enable us to be true worshipers, to pour out our hearts and our lives before you and worship you in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such worship, and we pray that you will find that worship among us this evening. And now, Lord, we want to commit these moments to you and pray that you will have your way. We pray that you will accomplish your desire among us tonight. And we pray, O God, that everything that we say and do shall be unto your glory. We thank you especially that you went to the cross for us. You took our place. For me, he died. For me, he lives. And everlasting life and light he freely gives. And so we have so much to be thankful for this evening. And we want to take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless all my brothers and sisters here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for each one of them, everyone who's here, that we can be together in your presence. And so just now we acknowledge you. Just now we turn our hearts to you. And we pray that we shall be enabled by your Spirit to give you our heart's affection, our heart's adoration, our full attention just now. You alone are worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. One more song before you. I have to give you a little time to be ready, okay? And I just see that a dear relative of mine who told me she was leaving earlier, I see that she's here. And it's hard to break away sometimes, right? And I had said, oh, I wanted to sing that song because I know you like it. And now you're leaving. So let's sing it, okay? I like it too, by the way. She's not the only one. 38. Praise the Savior. 38. Praise the Savior, ye who know him, who can tell how much we owe him. Gladly let us render to him all we are and have. Jesus is the name that charms us. He for conflict fits and arms us. Nothing moves and nothing harms us. What trust in Him. Trust in Him, ye saints, forever. He is faithful, changing never. Neither force nor guile can sever those He loves from Him. Keep us, Lord, oh, keep us cleaving to Thyself and still believing till the hour of our receiving promised joys with Thee. Then we shall be where we would be, then we shall be what we should be, things that are praise the Lord. I don't know what makes us smile more, the poetry or the hope, but they're both very, very wonderful. Amen.